Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. This week, I have a couple of special items that showed up in the mail. They are the Diamond Select Toys Star Wars Vinyl Banks for Boba Fett and a Clone Trooper from Episode 3. You might say, that doesn't sound like a very exciting toy, and you'd be right. They're not. They're Banks, but they're really sort of busts. So I'm going to go grab them so I can take some measurements and tell you more. Okay, I got them here on my desk now. The two Banks are each about 8 inches tall. They have an articulated head. And they're basically a bust from the waist up. There's no display base as such, and they're pretty well done. They feel like a vinyl bank. I mean, all of us grew up having some form of vinyl bank as a kid. Mine was Wicket the Ewok, because I'm a dork. But these ones are pretty neat, because the detail's really good. They're a little squishy, and some of these things, you don't really need to have a ton of detail, like a Clone Trooper, for example. It's mostly white. There's some gray and black. There's a bit of a wipe over its right wrist, so it brings out the detail and the buttons on his armor. And you can move his head around. It looks like his arms should move, but they don't. He's holding a blaster, and I would say the sculpt's pretty good. Compared to the action figures and other small toys, it's a pretty nice piece. I think that there's some variants of this one out there, but I don't know, so I'm not going to say for sure. The Diamond Select Direct Retail Edition of this item comes with a sticker on the bottom of it with the barcode and choking warning, so as far as packaging goes, it's very efficient. It ships in a plastic bag, too, so it doesn't get too banged up. And the Toys R Us Retail Edition of these guys comes in a cardboard tray box. Boba Fett also showed up. He's the same size, basically, and he has incredible detail. I mean, you can tell all the money went into this guy's paint operations. His head turns, too. He has an antenna. The antenna is not articulated. He has a jetpack, and the armor is basically the Return of the Jedi armor, because it's got the red gauntlets, and there's a lot of color in the backpack. There are a number of symbols on the backpack that I do not recognize as being on any of my Hasbro action figures. I could be wrong. I'll need to double-check after I do this podcast, but it's pretty amazing. I mean, the detail's really nice. Obviously, it's not a Hot Toys figure for $200, but it's very, very good. Hasbro's level of detail has not quite got to this level on the 3¾-inch line. The dent in the helmet looks pretty cool. I don't know that it's in the exact right place, but it looks neat. There's lots of markings on the armor, some tampos. He's got everything you could expect on the wrists, basically. He looks like he's about to set off his flamethrower. And he looks good. He looks very good. Not perfect, though, but very, very good. There's also a Jango repaint at Toys R Us. He has his cape, and oh, the coin slot on both of these guys is just behind the neck. In the case of Boba Fett, because of the rocket pack, it's basically hidden and you'll never even see it. If you had this on your desk, I doubt most people would realize it was a bank, which is good and bad. Because, you know, I mean, it's a bank. It's not a $80 General Giant bust. It's a slightly cheaper Diamond Select Toys one. But yeah, the head looks around okay. The detail on the gauntlets is very good. The symbols are all here. I'd say it's very, very, very close to a high-end piece at low-end dollars. Now, as most collectors would go, they'd rather pay for the higher-end piece, and I completely understand that. But for a kid present or something, I think this would be pretty cool. I mean, hell, it's a bank, but it's like the Boba Fett is a good substitution for a minibus, because correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think General Giant has done a Boba Fett minibus since 2003? I mean, unless they did a reissue and I forgot, and I might have, because to be honest with you, I'm a little hazy in the middle years. But the one I remember had no arms, or had one arm with a gun in it. There might have been another one, but I'm forgetting. You'll let me know, I'm sure, on Twitter. And Earth, by the way. So anyway, let me check a couple more facts and wrap up. But basically, I would say, of the two, Boba Fett, clearly the superior piece. It's just super cool. And the detail in the armor is really, really nice. Can't say enough nice things about it. I like it. Head might be a little small, but that's about it. The Clone Trooper seems pretty much perfect. I mean, it's an Episode 3 Clone Trooper. What else could you want it to do? Each bust, we sell each bust for $18.99 each, which I think is about right. We also have, let's see, Darth Maul, he's out of stock, Darth Vader, Slave One, Commander Cody, and R2-D2. There's also some Ghostbusters banks and a Halo bank. So it's a neat idea. It's a different kind of collectible. Cheaper, obviously, for those of you who are looking to invest. These are probably not things that are going to be a couple hundred bucks like a General Giant bust down the road. But if you want a cool-looking bust thing for your desk, I mean, why spend $60 on something your coworker is going to spill coffee on when you can spend $19 on this? And I realize that's more of a pitch, but in the basement where I record this stuff, there is to be no coffee or soda for that matter. I just bring water down here and no food because I'm just that crazy about keeping my toys nice and keeping bugs the hell away from my stuff. Anyway, enough about me being nuts. I like these items. I think they're great. I need to find a good place for them. I think I'm going to put them above my fireplace. That'd be a good place for them. So Happy New Year, everybody. Tweet me at Ent Earth if you have any requests as what you want to hear on the show. Toy Fair is coming up in February, and I know exactly what I'll be doing. Meetings. Lots and lots of meetings. So if you are a toy company, maybe I will meet with you. I don't know who I'm meeting with yet. They haven't given me a schedule. So I will talk to you guys more very soon, and have a great New Year.